WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Manifesting Money. Ever feel like you're on the right track, but something keeps holding you back? Like, you have all the ambition in the world, but when it comes to actually making those money moves, you hit a wall. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into that wall, babe. We're talking about overcoming self-sabotage and those pesky limiting beliefs that keep whispering you are not good enough or money doesn't grow on trees. Let me tell you, these little voices can be loud. But guess what? We are going to silence them for good. Okay, so first things first. What are we talking about when we say self-sabotage and limiting beliefs? Think of it like this. Those ingrained thoughts that keep you stuck in a cycle. You know, the ones that say I'm not smart enough, or money is evil, or I'll never be able to afford a vacation. Those are your limiting beliefs. And then there's self-sabotage. It's like those actions we take that ultimately hold us back from achieving our goals. Maybe you procrastinate on important tasks, avoid networking opportunities, or constantly compare yourself to others. See, we all do it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help us smash these limiting beliefs and kick self-sabotage to the curb. 1. Become aware. The first step is recognizing the problem. Start paying attention to your thoughts and actions. When you catch yourself thinking, I can't afford that, or that opportunity is too good for me, stop right there. Acknowledge those thoughts, but don't let them control you. Think of it like spotting a sneaky squirrel trying to steal your lunch. You got to call it out before it gets away with the whole bag. 2. Challenge those negative narratives. Once you're aware, challenge them head on. Where did these beliefs come from? Are they really true? Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations that empower you. Instead of I'm not good enough, say I am worthy and capable. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, your mind will start to believe it. 3. Visualize your success. Picture yourself achieving your financial goals. Imagine a feeling of freedom and abundance. Visualization isn't just about daydreaming, it's a powerful tool that helps you program your subconscious mind for success. 4. Take action, baby. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Every small step counts. Whether it's learning a new skill, networking with someone in your field, or simply budgeting your money more effectively, take action and move towards your goals. Remember progress over perfection every single day. 5. Celebrate your wins. Give yourself credit for every victory, big or small. Celebrate those milestones along the way to keep you motivated and on track. You deserve it, honey. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant creative with a passion for jewelry design. She has amazing ideas and talent, but she struggles with self-doubt. She tells herself, "My designs are too unique, people won't understand them, or I'm not good enough to run my own business." Those limiting beliefs keep her from taking the leap and launching her online shop. Sarah stays stuck in a job that drains her creative energy, even though she dreams of building her own jewelry empire. Sound familiar? This is where self-sabotage kicks in. But guess what? Sarah decides to change her narrative. She starts challenging those negative thoughts and replacing them with positive affirmations. My designs are unique and beautiful. I am capable and deserving of success. She joins a local entrepreneurship group, connects with other creators, and takes online courses to learn about business fundamentals. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts taking action. She creates an Instagram page showcasing her work, attends craft fairs, and launches her website. It's not always easy, but she perseveres, celebrating every milestone along the way. And you know what? Her jewelry becomes a sensation. Sarah's story is proof that overcoming self-sabotage and those pesky limiting beliefs is possible. With awareness, intentionality, and a whole lot of belief in yourself, you too can manifest financial abundance and live your dream life. So remember, babe, you are worthy, capable, and deserving of success. Embrace your power, silence those negative voices, and watch your dreams become reality. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little inspiration today. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join me tomorrow for another dose of money manifestation magic. Let's keep crushing those goals together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.